The White House is promoting a plan to expand health care coverage for the poor without spending more money. Some health analysts say the initiative could wind up hurting people with low incomes. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The controversy revolves around Medicaid, the state and federal program that provides health care for the poor and disabled. Federal guidelines dictate what medical services states must provide and also who gets benefits. The administration's new policy, announced earlier this month, will allow states more flexibility in how they spend Medicaid funds. They could, for example, save money by offering fewer benefits to some people. The idea is to use the savings to help people who don't get Medicaid now. Tim Westmoreland, who used to run Medicaid, says this approach could hurt the poor.
That is, in my mind, at best, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and at worst, robbing Peter in the name of Paul and keeping the money for other purposes.
The new guidelines don't clearly require states to spend any savings on health services, but the administration says they will. Tom Scully is head of the agency that oversees Medicaid. At a briefing in Washington yesterday, he told Westmoreland he will not allow states to divert the money.
All right, I'm running the program, and the states have to reinvest the money.
Okay.
We're not interested in saving money, period.
Scully says his agency will estimate what states would have paid for Medicaid without the flexibility option and not allow them to go below that level. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.